Oh, my goodness. Is it that time again? I guess it is. It's time for us to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Come on, everybody, let's go. Yes, it is time to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Time for us to learn about all kinds of things and have some fun, too. And now let's go over to Grandpappy Sparks' hobby shop and see what's going on.
It sure is a cold day. I guess it's that time of year. Remember those hot days last summer? Boy, we sure could have used a little of this cool weather then. Why, I can remember one day last summer, it was so hot that I thought I'd melt away. I had to just plug in my old electric fan to keep me cool. There, that's better. Phew, it sure is a hot day. It must be close to 90. I don't have any fancy air conditioning here in my shop. All I have is this old electric fan. But if you stand right in front of it, it sure does the job keeping you cool.
What if I played some cool music, Grandpappy? That would help, too.
I don't think even cool music will make things much better, eh? Today is going to be a scorcher. Let me go over to the window here and see what that thermometer says. Now, let's see. Better get my glasses on right. Why, by doggies, it says 89 degrees. It's 89 outside, Ray. Say, here comes Jeff and Donna across the street. They're coming here to my hobby shop. I wonder what they're up to.
Hi, Grandpappy.
Boy, it sure is hot today, Grandpappy.
It seems nice and cool in here, though.
Cool? Land sakes! It's only this old fan a-blowing.
Well, it seems cool to us.
You feel cool because the air is moving. The fan blades move the air. Moving air cools your skin.
Well, whatever it is, it's not as good as real air conditioning.
Could I have a drink of water, Grandpappy? I'm really thirsty.
Yes, I'd like a drink, too, please.
Two drinks of cold water, coming up. Say now, will that be hot water or cold water?
Oh, Grandpappy, you're too much. Cold water, of course.
Just thought I'd ask. Here we are, two glasses of cold water.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I was just wondering how many of our radio friends can read the faucets at home and can tell the hot water side from the cold water side.
Oh, that's a good point, Ray. Being able to tell which is hot and which is the cold is very important. Why, lots of boys and girls are burned every year by turning on the wrong faucet.
I know, and the sad thing is, they should have been more careful.
I know how to read the faucets, Grandpappy.
Me too.
At my house, we have a big H for the hot faucet and a big C for the cold faucet.
At my house, we have only one faucet. When I turn the handle one way, it goes to the H, or hot water. When I turn the handle the other way, it goes to the C, or cold water.
Being able to tell which is the hot water and which is the cold water could help you from being seriously burned. Now, I have a song that my story lady can sing for us, and it's all about hot and cold water. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, may we, please?
I'd like to hear it, Ray.
Very well. Story lady, you're on.
Here's a little song to sing while washing your hands. Water that's hot, water that's cold, they're not the same, need you be told. If you can spell, then you will see. C-O-L-D-R-H-O-T. Don't turn the faucet until you have looked, unless you have fingers that like to be cooked. Water that's hot, water that's cold, they're not the same, need you be told.
Say, that was a good safety lesson, Ray. I hope all my radio friends will learn which is the hot water and which is the cold. That is very important.
I was just thinking, we used a thermometer to tell us how hot it was here inside the hobby shop, and we used a thermometer to tell us how hot it was outside the hobby shop. Well, let's talk about some other ways people use thermometers.
Oh, hey, that sounds like fun, Ray. Thermometers. Donna, can you think of some ways we use thermometers?
Well, whenever I get sick, my mother always puts a thermometer in my mouth to take my temperature.
That's a good example, Donna. You were checking to see if you had a fever. That kind of thermometer is called a fever thermometer.
Here, let me get out my notepad. I want to write down some of these things. Fever thermometer.
My mother uses a thermometer when she cooks meat in the oven.
That's another good example, Jeff. Your mother was checking to see if the roast in the oven was hot enough to be cooking properly.
Now, let me get that written down. Thermometer used for food. Well, I'll be... That must be a food thermometer.
You're right, Grandpappy. That is a food thermometer.
I guess you can say that thermometers are used to see just how hot or how cold things are.
That's right. Thermometers are used to measure temperature. I just happen to have a story about thermometers on one of my radio programs. Would you like to hear it?
A program about thermometers? I sure would. How about you, kids?
Sounds good to me.
Me too.
Good. The program is called Hot as an Ice Cube.
Just in case you didn't know it, everything in the world has heat in it. The hot chocolate my brother drinks for breakfast has a lot of heat in it. Sometimes it is hot enough to burn you. My sister's bottle of milk has heat in it, too. It is warm, but not as hot as my big brother's hot chocolate. My glass of milk is cool. There is the same amount of milk in my glass and in the baby's bottle, but her milk has more heat in it. But my glass of cold milk has heat in it too. So does ice cream. Cold does not mean there is no heat. Even an iceberg at the North Pole has heat in it. Hot chocolate has a lot of heat. When it cools, there is less heat. It becomes chocolate milk. If the chocolate milk is put in a freezer, it becomes frozen chocolate ice. The chocolate milk changed from very hot to freezing cold. This is called a change in temperature. When the temperature of something changes, the amount of heat in it changes too. Temperature tells you how hot or cold a thing is. An iceberg is cold. It has a low temperature. A fire is hot. It has a high temperature. Hot and cold are words that tell us about the temperature of something. Other words that tell us about temperature are words like warm, lukewarm, chilly, and freezing. Thermometers are used by everyone to tell how much heat things have in them. Remember, everything in the world has heat in it.
By thunder, that sure was a good story, Ray. I guess I never realized it before, but there is heat in everything.
We were talking at school about another kind of thermometer, a circus or something.
Circus? You mean Celsius?
Yes, Celsius.
What kind of a thermometer is that, Ray?
Yes, tell us, Ray.
Well, that's another interesting story. A long, long time ago, in the faraway country of Sweden, lived a man named Anders Celsius. Anders Celsius was a very good scientist. When he was about 40 years old, Anders Celsius made a thermometer. Now, let me tell you that story. First, he put liquid in a glass tube. Then he placed the glass tube on a piece of ice. And Celsius watched the liquid in the tube fall, and he made a mark at its lowest point. Celsius called this mark zero. Next, he put the glass tube in a pan of boiling water. He made a mark at the liquid's highest point. Celsius called this mark 100. Then Anders Celsius divided the space between 0 and 100 in 100 equal parts, or as he called them, units. He called each of these parts a degree. All of the degrees together made up what is called a scale. So today, on the Celsius thermometer, the temperature of freezing water is 0 degrees. We call it 0 degrees Celsius. And the temperature of boiling water is 100 degrees Celsius.
Well, I'll be a hog-tied baboon. That sure was interesting, Ray. I didn't know there was so much to learn about thermometers.
Well, I would suggest that our radio friends might want to talk about thermometers right after our lesson today.
And I'm going to do some experiments with hot and cold things when I get back at school. I'm going to learn to use a thermometer.
You'll have lots of fun learning all about thermometers. Thermometers tell us the temperature of the air.
And don't forget, Ray, thermometers tell us the temperature of our bodies.
Thermometers can tell us how hot things like the earth and water is.
And don't forget about cooking. Thermometers can tell us if the foods we are making are hot enough or, in some cases, cold enough. Uh-oh, there's the phone. It might be a customer. Hello, Grandpappy Sparks Hobby Shop. What's that? The control on the air conditioner isn't working? You say the house is getting hot. You want me to take you out to a restaurant tonight? Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Goodbye, dear.
Who was it, Grandpappy?
Yeah, that was my wife, Mrs. Sparks. She says the control on the air conditioner at home didn't turn the blower on. Says she wants me to take her out of the hot house to eat at a fancy restaurant.
Well, are you? Are you going to take Mrs. Sparks out to a fancy restaurant?
Yep, I'm going to order us both a cold pine float.
Cold pine float? What kind of a thing is that?
A glass of ice water with a toothpick floating on top.
You have just heard Grandpappy Sparks and his Magic Radio. This program was written and produced by Jerry Limbert for the Science and Health Education Department of the South Bend Community School Corporation.